New Zealand farmers are struggling with the worst drought in at least 30 years. In some parts of the country, it's 70 years. The entire North Island has been drought declared. And the New Zealand government estimates the dry spell could cost the nation up to $3 billion. In the capital, Wellington, they say they've just 17 days of water left. And desperate farmers say they need drenching rain within the next month to avoid an even bigger crisis. Cathy Van Extel reports.
2013 has been one of the driest, sunniest and hottest on record in New Zealand. The National President of Federated Farmers, Bruce Wills, runs sheep and cattle in the Hawke's Bay region on the east coast, where there's been little rain in 7 months. Bruce Wills expects his income to be down well over a third this season. On top of that, his costs are up.
This is severe. We have to go back 70 years to find anything as severe as this on such a wide scale. So this is historic. It's hurting. The areas that have been feeling it quite keenly are our Waikato, Northland, Bay of Plenty, areas which traditionally get a pretty good run, and because of that they normally farm quite intensively, and most of those areas are dairying. So Northland, which is the very top of our North Island, their production last time I saw was 20% down. Waikato, which is one of our bigger farming areas, that's 15% down.
The dairy industry is New Zealand's biggest export earner, worth more than $12 billion, accounting for over a third of the world's dairy trade. Craig Macbeth is from Dairy NZ.
It's getting increasingly difficult by the day throughout the North Island and increasingly impacting on the South Island as well now. The ability to source feed to meet the ongoing cow demand as we head towards the winter is becoming quite a concern.
What is happening then on the ground with the dairy farmers?
Farmers are increasingly drying their cows off around about 2 months earlier than they would normally be doing so. Farmers are looking at their options to get through the winter. In the Waikato, for example, in Hamilton, where I'm based, we estimate we need growth rates of around about 40% above their long-term average to meet the cow demand that's going to be apparent, and we don't have the supplement on hand or the pasture cover to allow us to get through to the calving in the spring.
So you've really only got a small window for that to happen?
We have, so we're really looking at what options are available for farmers to balance out the supply and demand equation for feed. We've had a little bit of rain and not enough to fix the problem, so we're hoping that more rain is going to be following through shortly and that grass will be able to grow significantly while it's still warm enough to do so. Otherwise we're going to be looking at alternative feed sources such as palm kernel imports or having to carry less stock through the winter to ensure the ones that remain are fed.
The milk shortage created by the drought has started to push up the global price of milk. The most recent online global trade auction saw milk prices increase 10%, while whole milk powder rose 18%. That's good news for Australian dairy producers in the export market. Joanne Bills from Dairy Australia says dairy farmers in Tasmania, South Australia and Victoria can expect improved prices for 2013-14 contracts.
A lot of those contracts will be negotiated in the next couple of months and at a higher level than we saw in this current season. There will be possibly some flow-on effect, but it will be more muted for those more domestically focused regions.
The lack of pasture and supplementary feed means dairy, as well as sheep and cattle producers, are offloading high numbers of stock. Bruce Wills from Federated Farmers says there's currently a 2 to 3 week backlog at processing plants.
Our processing companies, our freezing works, they've been flat tack 24/7 now for a long, long time. We've still got waiting times. I'm told some farmers still having to wait 2 to 3 weeks to get stock processed. So that's tough when you're running out of water, when you're running out of feed. Because it's North Island wide, it's difficult to source feed close at hand. There is increasingly feed coming up from the middle of the South Island, which is doing okay. We're having to send quite a number of stock across the Cook Strait between the two islands to the South Island to either find grazing to be purchased or indeed even be processed.
The losses in agriculture are expected to shave about 1% off New Zealand's economic growth. Prime Minister John Key says the drought could cost between $2 and $3 billion. Bruce Wills says the full impact is still playing out.
We don't know when this is going to end. We're still very much in the grips of a serious drought, and because we are the significant income earner for this economy of ours, it's going to impact right across the board. We're going to need some hundreds of millimetres over time to restore the soil moisture levels to where they need to be. And there's no indication of that anytime soon in the long-range weather forecast. The predicament is looking pretty dire unless we get significant rain in the next couple of weeks.
It's not only farmers who are looking skywards. The capital, Wellington, has only 17 days of water left based on normal consumption levels. Residents are on water restrictions, including a full ban on outdoor water use. Nigel Wilson chairs the Greater Wellington Regional Council Water Supply Committee.
If the public can reduce consumption by 10%, that buys us another 10 days.
If there isn't rain in that time, what happens?
We still have really healthy aquifers in our rivers. Nobody wants to drain a river. And so you avoid that as much as you possibly can. But at the end of the day, if that was the only solution left, that's the solution that we would have to take.
Rain over parts of New Zealand, including Wellington, in the past few days has brought some optimism. But Nigel Wilson says much more is needed.
If you really, really want it to rain, just arrange a cricket test in Wellington. That's what happened on the weekend. The New Zealand cricket team were managing to play appallingly against England. And it rained on the last day, which pretty much saved New Zealand's bacon. So that was helpful. There was a bit of rain, but unfortunately not enough. At that stage, Wellington hadn't had any rain at all since February the 4th. Through this period of the year, I mean, that is like just completely unheard of.
There is a silver lining to the drought for some. Bruce Wills says the Hawke's Bay wine region is expecting its best vintage this year.
Perhaps your listeners could note that the 2013 vintage will be, I'm told, one of the best ever. So there is a silver lining. It's great for our grape growers, and we've got quite a group of them here, great for our summer fruit growers. And, of course, it's a never-ending summer for the holiday makers and those people that don't rely on rain to help their businesses go.
So I guess a never-ending summer is good for some, all of us driving around in camper vans, but tough for others. More cricket tests seems to be the least we can do, organise a cricket test or do as a neighbourly act to try and help it rain in New Zealand. Bruce Wills is the National President of New Zealand's Federated Farmers. Ending that report by Cathy Van Extel. It's 10 minutes to 9 on Breakfast.